Hiking season is coming to an end in the cooler parts of the Northern Hemisphere, unless you're into winter hiking. But for some folks with disabilities, hiking any time of the year can be difficult to impossible, putting nature out of reach.
The good news, though, is that people who advocate for trails for all and adaptive devices and programs are helping to change that. So here's an encore of our story about accessible trails and more.
The cerebral palsy is a disorder you're born with that changes the way your brain controls your body.
In addition to how CP affects Elle's voice, they have a hard time balancing. So Elle uses a manual wheelchair to get around. It's not like a standard issue wheelchair you'd see in a hospital or an airport. It was custom built to fit and be powered by Elle, who's pretty small and lean. This wheelchair can cruise down the Boston Hills, give rides to Elle's fluffy orange cat, Cleo, and pop wheelies on the dance floor, to Taylor Swift, of course. But one thing it just can't do is go off-road. So on this warm, sunny day, Elle and I have come out to Mount Tom North Trailhead Park in western Massachusetts to learn how people with mobility challenges can explore the outdoors. Elle is going to take an off-road wheelchair for a spin. So they push out of their usual chair and, with a bit of help, ease into a more rugged rig called a Grit Freedom Chair.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now today, we're not just tooling around on a flat patch of dirt. We're on a new accessible trail that heads up a hill, so Elle is in for a workout. But I'm confident Elle can do it, and the Grit Chair looks up to the challenge. The tires are wider than the ones on Elle's usual chair, and the front wheels stick out far in front, so it doesn't tip forward. And instead of simply rolling the wheels, Elle is going to push and pull two levers that allow a seated hiker to winch up a hill like this one.
And we might need the lesson on how to use it, actually, from Amy over there, because this is her chair.
Karen Foster, executive director of All Out Adventures, points us towards a woman with a slight frame like Elle's, with brown hair and an outdoorsy vibe.
Hi, I'm Amy Sugihara, participant with All Out Adventures.
Amy is maybe twice Elle's age, at around 50, and about 8 years ago, she was diagnosed with a degenerative disease. So now she uses a manual wheelchair to get around town and the Grit Chair for hiking. Like a lot of adaptive sports equipment, Grit Freedom Chairs come with a hefty price tag. They cost $3,000 to $6,000 or so, more than your average manual chair. The VA will cover the cost of a chair for eligible veterans, and others can apply for funding through state grants and nonprofits. The makers of the Grit Chair claim it's twice as efficient as an everyday wheelchair because of how it uses those levers, attached to gears that turn the wheels. It's kind of like the difference between climbing a hill on a bike with gears versus a fixie. In fact, the Grit Chair uses bike parts, so it's much easier to repair than a typical wheelchair. But just like riding a bike, it takes practice.
Okay, how does it feel so far?
So there's like a muscle group and your knees ever.
What you need to know is that Elle is an athlete who plays sled hockey, a full contact sport played on the ice that can get just as intense as the sport the Bruins play. But this is still hard work. The crushed stone trail starts out in a meadow and soon climbs into the dappled light of the forest, giving us welcome shade. To make the trail accessible, the path is relatively even, it never gets too steep, and it has flat rest areas that follow each incline. Without accessible trails like this one, hiking would remain inaccessible for many with disabilities. Now you might be wondering, as I did, why isn't it paved if it's meant to be an accessible trail? Karen Foster says what she's learned in her work helping people of all abilities experience the outdoors is that unpaved trails can be better than pavement in a lot of ways.
It's so different being in the woods on an unpaved trail. You know, all of the sensory benefits, it's cooler, we're in the shade.
You feel more connected to the outdoors when you're on a trail with a more natural surface, like crushed stone. But you also feel the burn, And in the grit chair, Elle is struggling and gratefully accepts Karen's offer to help push. As we all take a much-needed rest on the way up the mountain, Amy Sugihara tells us she used to take on much more difficult trails than this one.
My mobility has been declining gradually over the last 10 years. So I used to be a big hiker when I was able-bodied. And then as my mobility declined, my world just kind of closed in and I didn't think I could hike anymore. I mean, it didn't occur to me that there were ways to get out.
Now, this might be Elle's first time hiking since their dad could give piggyback rides, but getting out has never been a problem. Elle has always had CP, and they were always told you can do anything with the right attitude and equipment.
Oh, yeah, wire skiing, rock climbing, zip lining, wicker lacrosse, wicker basketball, and sled hiking, of course.
Nothing felt out of reach for Elle. But Amy had to adjust to a new life without the abilities she'd always taken for granted. So at first, she felt really stuck.
I searched online looking for outdoor, I don't remember what I put in exactly, probably outdoor adventure. And All Out Adventures popped up because I wanted to do something with my son, who was then going into eighth grade. And I was like, no way, oh my goodness. And so I called because I saw their recumbent trike program in the summer. And I thought, oh, my son and I could do this together. And Karen answered the phone.
When I get to be the person on the phone that says yes, or grab the right piece of Velcro or the right bike pedals, or know the piece of equipment that's going to work for somebody, and then I see spouses off on a bike ride together, or siblings, you know, ice skating and playing chase. And when I get to see those connections in action, it's kind of everything.
And for Amy, being able to experience the outdoors with her family again changed her life.
And it just completely opened up my world. I think we all gain a lot from being outside in nature.
Like Amy, I love to hike, and before today, it had never quite sunk in for me that we don't all have equal access to the outdoors. Elle says that can be a tendency for a lot of us able-bodied folks.
Oh, we take everything for granted all the time.
At last, by wheel and on foot, we make our way to the top, to a clearing overlooking the Connecticut River Valley.
Here's the view we've been hiking for. It's so green.
Wow.
What do you think, Al?
Beautiful. Thank you.
As we take in the view, we have a moment to chat with Karen about who All Out Adventures serves.
One of the things that people don't necessarily understand about our programs is only about half of our participants actually have disabilities, and the other half are their loved ones.
And it turns out, there are a lot more people who can benefit from accessible trails like this one than you might think. Pregnant people, anyone pushing a stroller, elders, and more. But Karen says these trails won't get built without able-bodied folks stepping up as allies to people with disabilities.
People who don't have disabilities are the more visible trail users. So the more they advocate for the full inclusion of everybody in trail design and trail use, that's really significant.
Life has gotten better for people who use wheelchairs since the Americans with Disabilities Act became law in 1990. But there's still a long and bumpy road ahead to breaking down barriers. And for Elle and me, it's a long road back home to Boston, so we need to get going. And Elle's cruise back down the trail offers a chance to test out just how fast the grit chair can go.
I'm having to run to keep up. But you just go. There they go. Off down the hill. Wow. Did you get some adrenaline?
That was really fun.
You know, the more we with disabilities go out into the world and live our lives, the better it is for everybody. I think we're all better off.